Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat, not too concerned, or not at all?
Very.
Okay. And a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
And some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's road, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Will you support or oppose this bill? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
And a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a short list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. And after it, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Will you support or oppose this? And is that strongly or somewhat opposed?
Support.
Strongly support or just somewhat?
Strong.
Strongly support, thank you. The next one, expanding quality healthcare. Will you support or oppose this?
Strong support.
Improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Sorry. Strong.
Okay, and the last four. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorm. Will you support or oppose this?
Strong support.
And the last three, installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Support.
Strongly or just somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the last two, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
That's the strong support.
And the last one, increasing access to public transportation.
Transport.
Thank you. And we're almost done with the survey. We're 70% now. Thank you so much for your time. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Very convincing, just somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all. The first one, just three. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, just somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Convincing.
Just somewhat or very?
Very convincing.
And the last two, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, just somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Very convincing.
And the last one. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all? Not very convincing. And now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Okay. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish, or no impact? I'm sorry? Enhance?
Enhance.
Okay, thank you. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas company pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Will you support strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed that?
Strong support.
Okay. And if the 2024 election were held today, from whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Biden.
And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Can you please tell us into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
35, 49.
Thank you. And with which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent? Or
Democrat.
Other? Thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity? White, African-American, or other race, not least here?
White.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.